Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Flamenhoft, and today we will be studying Sefer Divrei Amembet, Perek Yud Aleph. Chapter 11 continues the story of Rehavam, son of Shlomo. After the disastrous end of the previous chapter, here Rehavam is going to try to consolidate his kingship. Pasuk Aleph. Vayavo Rehavam Yerushalayim, Vayakel Ebeit Yehuda Binyamin, Mea Ushmonim Elef, Bachor Osem Lachama, Li Lachim Im Yisrael, Lahashiv Et Hamam Lacha L'Rechavam. When Rechavam arrived in Jerusalem, he mustered the house of Yehuda and Benjamin, 180,000 of the best soldiers, to make war with Israel in order to restore the kingdom to Rechavam. It is worth noting that there are two tribes that are loyal to Rechavam. We only read about Yehuda in the last parak. Here we see that Benjamin also remained loyal. You might think that Binyamin, as one of the sons of Rachel, would be loyal to Yeravam ben Nevat, who is from the tribe of Ephraim, Yosef's son. But Rashi explains that the two tribes' territories were adjacent, and the Beit HaMikdash was built on their common border. He continues by quoting the Gemara in Yuma, that a strip protruded from the territory of Binyamin and entered upon the territory of Yehuda, upon which the altar was built. Therefore, they were inseparable. I want to bring your attention to the words we just read, Lehilachim im Yisrael, to make war with Israel. The 10 tribes are referred to as Malchut Yisrael, the kingdom of Israel, which is in contradistinction to Malchut Yehuda, the kingdom of Yehuda, which includes the two tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin, as well as Levi, because the Beit HaMikdash was in their territory. The 10 tribes are also referred to as the Northern Kingdom, because their territory was in the upper half of the country from Dan to Beit El. And Malchut Yehuda is known as the Southern Kingdom, because their territory's boundary began with Jerusalem and continued to the south. It is very interesting when we compare the pasuk we just read to the parallel narrative in Malachim. It is the same verse more or less, but is preceded by a pasuk not included in Divrei Yamim. In Malachim, we read, Vayihi kishmo kol Yisrael, kishav yiracham, vayishluchu, vayikritu, vayikru oto el ha'eda, vayimilichu oto al kol Yisrael, lo haya achrei beit David, zulati shevet Yehuda levado. When all Israel heard that Yeravam had returned, they sent messengers and summoned him to the assembly and made him king over all Israel. Only the tribe of Yehuda remained loyal to the house of David. Ezra is making a big statement by leaving that pasuk out of Divrei Yamim. You would think that the establishment of the northern kingdom would merit a mention. Yet, in the long view of history, it really was an exception, a time-based necessity. And at the time of Ezra no longer existed and would have no place when the people returned to Israel. Divrei Yamim makes a statement about its legitimacy by excluding any mention of it. We will explore this idea further when we learn Perek Tetzayin, chapter 16. Rehavam might have wanted to prevent the succession of the 10 tribes, but Hashem advises him against that in Psukim 2-4. Vayihi dvar Hashem el Shmayahu ish Elokim lemor. But the word of God came to Shmaya, the man of God. Emor el Rehavam ben Shlomo melch Yehuda, ve'el kol Yisrael b'Yehuda, u'binyamin lemor. Say to Rehavam, son of Shlomo, king of Yehuda, and to all Israel in Yehuda binyamin, ko amar Hashem, lo ta'alu, v'lo t'lachamu imachechem, shuvu ish lebeito, ki mi'iti niyeh hadavar hazeh, v'yishme'u et divrei Hashem, v'yishuvu milechet el Yeravam. Thus said God, you shall not set out to make war on your brothers. Return to your homes, for this matter has been brought about by me. They heeded God's word and refrained from marching against Yeravam. In this message from Shmaya, Rehavam is called the king of Yehuda in God's own words. The division is confirmed. Rehavam is only king of Yehuda. Also, he is told not to fight with Achechem, his brothers, emphasizing that they're all one nation. The main point of the prophecy is, Ki mi'iti niyeh ha'dvarze, for this matter came about through me. Even if in the long run there is not meant to be a split kingdom, for the moment it is Hashem's wish that the northern kingdom be established. Let's take a moment and think about this from Rehavam's perspective. I cannot imagine what Rehavam must have felt like to hear those words, especially in light of how he handled the people in the last chapter. He wanted to be tough and seen as a major player, at the very least like his father, if not even more so. And yet he listens and backs down. Rabbi Chaim Jachter notes in his book, From David to Destruction, a compilation of the lessons from his 2018-2019 Sefer Melachim class at TABC that Rehavam assembled a large army to preserve the union of the 12 Shvatim, much as Abraham Lincoln did when he faced the succession of southern states in 1861. When Shmaya the Navi instructs Rehavam to cease and desist from his plan to get back the 10 tribes, Rehavam immediately complies without hesitation or dissent. Consider the great losses avoided by Rehavam by this wise decision. More soldiers died, for instance, in the American Civil War than in the rest of all the other American military engagements combined. Rehavam avoids untold loss of life and devastation by not pursuing a futile effort to reunite the Shvatim. Who knows how many of us Jews today would not have been born had our ancestors perished in such a terrible war. Rehavam deserves great credit for listening to the Navi and acting in the best interest of Am Yisrael instead of succumbing to unnecessary and foolish pride. Psukim 5-12 describe Rehavam's building projects. They were quite extensive and could have been the reason why he did not want to acquiesce to the people's request to work less than they did for Shlomo. Vayoshev Rehavam b'Yerushalayim vayiven arim lematzor b'Yehuda. Rehavam dwelt in Jerusalem and built fortified towns in Yehuda. Altogether, 15 cities are mentioned, and the great majority of them can be shown to be in Yehuda's territory. Vayechazek et hametzurot, vayiten behem negidim, v'otzurot, machal, v'shemen, v'yayin. He strengthened the fortified towns and put commanders in them, along with stores of food, oil, and wine. U'b'chol ir v'ir, tzinot u'remachim, vayechazkem laharbeh me'od, vayihi lo Yehuda u'binyamin. And shields and spears in every town, he strengthened them exceedingly, thus Yehuda and Binyamin were his. The vast building projects that Rehavam undertook gave him the power base he needed to hold on to Yehuda Binyamin. Masudat David suggests that if he hadn't done so, he would have lost them to Yeravam. Verses 13 to 16 describe how Kohanim, priests, Levim, and other people who sought to serve God according to the ways of the Torah found a safe place in the southern kingdom, since they could no longer serve in the northern kingdom. Let's remember, Yeravam ben Nevat erected two golden calves at Beit El and Dan in an effort to discourage the people of the northern kingdom from going to the Beit HaMikdash in Jerusalem. He feared that once the people would be in Jerusalem, their loyalty would quickly shift back to Rehavam. Remember what we learned in chapter 6, that only kings from the house of David may sit in the courtyard of the temple. Yeravam was worried that if they went back to the temple for the next holiday, Sukkot, and he had to stand like every other member of Bnei Israel, his kingdom would think less of him and maybe regret leaving the kingdom of Yehuda, and he wanted to avoid that at all costs. When the calves were built, the Levites, as they always had been, refused to take part in any kind of idol worship and refused to serve before them. Because of this, Yeravam was forced to create a new priesthood, and in retaliation, he refused to allow the priests and Levites to receive the tithes they were halachically entitled to, and with this source of livelihood cut off, they were forced to move to the south. This was a huge loss. Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, did not receive a tribal land allotment in the land of Israel because Hashem was their inheritance. Instead, 48 specific cities were designated for them in the territories of the other tribes. Six of these cities also served as Arei Miklat, cities of refuge, for those who committed unintentional manslaughter. By leaving these cities, they were leaving their only inheritance and connection to the land. Following their example, anyone from any tribe who notnim et levavam levakesh et Hashem Elokei Yisrael, intent on seeking the eternal God of Israel, also came to Malchut Yehuda. We are told in Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17, that this strengthened and fortified Malchut Yehuda. The influx of so many God-fearing people gave spiritual strength to the fledgling reign of Rehavam. Vayichazku et Malchut Yehuda, vayeamtsu et Rehavam ben Shlomo, l'shanim shalosh, ki halchu b'derech David u'shlomo l'shanim shalosh. They strengthened the kingdom of Yehuda and supported Rehavam, son of Shlomo, for 3 years, for they followed the ways of David and Shlomo for 3 years. Yet it is worrisome that the verse states that they followed the ways of David and Shlomo for 3 years. Rehoboam ruled for 17 years. More about that in the next chapter. The last six psukim of Perek Yudal of chapter 11 are about Rehoboam's family. He marries three women, Machlat, Avichael, and Macha. Their lineage demonstrates that they all come from his own family. Machlat is the daughter of Yerimot, one of David's sons. Avichael is the daughter of Eliab, David's older brother. And Macha was Avshalom's daughter. Yes, that Avshalom. Remember that when we get to chapter 15. Rehoboam has children with all of them. But then we are told, Vayehav Rehoboam et Macha bat Avshalom mikol nashav upilagshav, ki nashim shmona esrei nasa, upilagshim shishim, vayoled esrim ushmona banim veshishim banot. Rehoboam loves Macha, daughter of Avshalom, more than his other wives and concubines, for he took 18 wives and 60 concubines. He begot 28 sons and 60 daughters. Vayamed larosh Rehoboam et avia ben Macha lenagid be'achav ki lehamlicho. Rehoboam designated avia, son of Macha, as chief and leader among his brothers, for he intended him to be his successor. But this is a problem. Avia was not his Bechor, oldest son, and not entitled to be the king after his father. This explains what we learn in the last verse of the chapter. Vayavein, vayifrotz mikol banav l'chol arso Yehuda ben Yamin, l'chol arei ha-mitzirot, vayiten lehem hamazon larov, vayishal hamon nashim. He had insight and distributed some of his sons throughout the regions of Yehuda ben Yamin and throughout the fortified towns. He provided them with abundant food, and he sought many wives for them. It's not clear who the he in the pasuk is. The Malbim wrote that it could refer to Avia. He understood his father's intentions and promptly seized the reins of power. He sent his brothers out to the farthest reaches of the kingdom so that he would be able to consolidate his own position. He gave them food in abundance so that they would be busy with their own affairs and have no wish to conspire against him. Avia married many women in anticipation of being king. However, Malbim thinks it's more likely that the he refers to Rehoboam, who had the insight to see that promoting his younger son to be leader during his own lifetime might lead to the older sons rebelling. So he scattered them throughout the kingdom and gave them power, wealth, and many wives, hoping to defuse any possible civil war. Overall, this perek shines a positive light on Rehoboam. He listens to the prophet Shemaiah, he fortifies his territory, God-fearing people seek shelter in his kingdom, and he wisely handles his choice of the son of his most beloved wife over his eldest son to be his successor. But remember verse 17, he walked in the ways of David and Shlomo for only 3 years. We will learn what happened afterward in the next perek. This shir is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudit Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivat Zion left an indelible mark on her many students.